Welcome to Donor Audio Interview 4701.
Identify a person who had a significant influence on you and explain the influence.
That would probably be a boss that I had when I was a teacher. That person was really the first person to ever notice any kind of leadership qualities in me and push me into more leadership type roles, which has led me to where I am today in the current position, but so definitely an old boss I had.
What do you aspire to be?
A principal of a school and hopefully eventually a superintendent of a school district. So,
how would you describe yourself as a human being?
I'm pretty serious about most things, but I also like to have a lot of fun. So I don't know. And I feel like I'm pretty caring. So I like to look out for others and put them first. So.
What types of things make you happy?
I really like reading. I also like being outdoors, playing sports. I played sports growing up, so if I can still do that now, that definitely makes me happy. So whether it's running or cycling, so outdoors things, and then also reading is a big hobby of mine.
What types of things make you sad?
I'm a huge advocate for social justice, so when I see, you know, different types of injustice, not only in, you know, the city I live in, but in the world in general, then that really kind of, not only sad, but makes me a little upset. So that's something that bothers me a lot.
Describe the world you come from and how that world shaped who you are.
The world I came from, I didn't have a lot of money growing up, and it was just my mother really was the one that took care of me. So getting to see that, see how hard she worked and what all she did for me really kind of shaped who I am today and makes me, I guess it helps me in my leadership roles and making sure that I look out for everybody that's around me. So.
Does any specific attribute, quality, or skill distinguish you from everyone else?
Usually when I'm in a group, I'm usually the comedic one, so I don't know if that's distinguished me, but I can usually think of a joke or make a situation that might be a little tense lighter, so I think that's a skill that I have.
How did you develop this attribute?
I think something like that may just come natural. I'm kind of a carefree person sometimes about things, so that helps.
What do you think are the most admirable qualities a person can have, and why?
I just think being trustworthy is the biggest thing. There's a lot of attributes that are qualities that people should have, but I think if you're trustworthy, that's number one, that's huge, and then other things really kind of fall into place if you have that there. So being trustworthy, being responsible, you know, if you have ask somebody to do something and they're able to do that, that's huge as well. So that's probably the two biggest ones.
What quality do you like best in yourself, and what do you like the least?
Best, I would say, I feel like in any situation with groups of people or if it's one-on-one, I'm really good at listening, and I feel like I can carry on conversations about most things to where people feel comfortable talking to me. Something that I like least about me, I'm not very good at leaving work at work, so a lot of times I'll bring work home with me and spending a lot of time with that, so that's something I'm working on, but I mean, I work too much on stuff for my job.
What kind of values did your parents instill in you that you would like to pass on to your own children?
My mom was just a super hard worker, so I mean, she did a lot of things, but that was the biggest one that stood out to me all the time, was just how hard she worked and how well she took care of me. And so that's definitely something I'd like to pass on to my kids, is just with hard work and you know, determination, that you really can get things done and you can help those around you as well at the same time.
Tell me how you like to spend time with your family.
Usually movies. We like to go to a lot of movies. We like to just really kind of go places and just walk around, whether it's people watching or out in nature. So, yeah, usually if we're going to plan something, we'll go to a movie or just kind of go take a walk somewhere.
Tell me about the most cherished present you ever received for your birthday or holiday, and tell me why this gift was so special.
I received a necklace from my grandmother 1 year, and it was special not only because it came from her, but also just the significance of it. It had some religious significance to it, and so that really meant a lot to me, especially at the time when she gave it to me. And I st even though she's passed away, I still wear it today. So,
Tell me about some activities you enjoyed in your childhood.
I was really all about sports. I mean, I liked a lot of things, but really any sport I could play was the biggest thing for me. I was football, basketball, and track and soccer were my big four that I did. And I, if I wasn't in school or working, I was spending time doing that.
What is your favorite book?
Favorite book is probably People's History of the United States by Howard Zinn.
What type of books do you enjoy?
I like nonfiction. I don't know why, but I can't really get into fiction books. I feel like if I'm sitting down to read, I want to actually learn something about something that I can apply to either life or my job, so usually nonfiction genre.
What is your favorite word and why?
Probably equity. And why would be, I mean, that's something that I try and fight for everyone around me, whether it's through my job or in personal life. And there's a difference between equity and equality. Equity means that some people need more help than others, and so that's probably my favorite word and a big part of me.
What was the last movie you saw?
Last movie. The title of it was Gatsby.
Did you like it?
Yes, a lot. Yeah, I really liked kind of how they shot it, and also the clothing and everything they use in the music. Everything was actually was really well done.
What do you do for fun? What are your hobbies?
The main one for me is cycling. That anytime I can find time to go out and ride my bike, it's really important to me, and it also gives me a chance to kind of relieve stress. So.
Has anyone ever told you that you resemble a particular celebrity?
Yes, and I don't, or two actually. I don't know the name of one of them, but he's the singer from this country group called Lady Antebellum. He's one of the singers in that group. I don't know his name though. And then the other one, and now I'm gonna draw a blank on his. Oh, Edward Norton. I don't see it, but that's I've had multiple people tell me those two people. So.
Evaluate a significant experience, achievement, risk you have taken, or ethical dilemma you have faced and its impact on you.
You know, in the job that I had before as a teacher, ethical dilemmas come up all the time, especially when you're dealing with children and what needs they have and how to best meet those needs. And so facing it, and something I'm thinking of specifically is, you know, whether or not you're admitting students into special education programs or not, and whether or not they really need it, and are you over-identifying certain demographics of students and things of that nature, and facing that, really, it just comes down to having discussions about it with your colleagues and those around you, and finding out whether or not getting their input, and really spending a lot of time kind of dissecting the issue and seeing what would be the best route to go instead of just making a quick decision on something. So I like to think that I do a good job with that, but you know, it's they're tough situations all the time, so.
Choose a prominent person, living, deceased, or fictional, whom you would like to interview and explain why.
I'm off the top of my head, I would actually would have liked to have interviewed Howard Zinn, who was the author of the book I listed from her book, and just really just kind of get his insight on how he did his writing and what he was looking for when he created the book he created, because so much of it is his writing was about kind of the view of those that were being oppressed, and so that always interested me. So him, and then also another one that I'm thinking of now is Cornel West. I actually love reading a lot of stuff by Cornel West, and I'd like to pick his brain as well on issues of kind of race and social justice. So it'd be interesting.
First experiences can be defining. Cite a first experience that you have had and explain its impact on you.
I mean, I guess I could speak to my first day on as, with my first in my real career as a teacher before, and that was a very interesting day because the program that I went through to prepare me to be a teacher didn't do a great job of preparing people to be teachers. So that was really interesting for me, and having a bunch of kids staring at you and their kind of their futures in your hands. And so it was tough, but after a couple weeks I feel like I really got the hang of it and things ended up working out well. But that very first couple days was really tough if you go into something not being prepared.
Recall an occasion when you took a risk that you now know was the right thing to do.
Well, this is a personal one, but my wife and I are actually going through IVF process right now, and so there's definitely a risk involved in that because, I mean, financially and just everything that goes along with that. So we knew it was the right thing to do. I mean, really timing, and it was something that we both felt really strong about, and the reason why it felt like a risk as well was, just because we didn't know if we should do that or adopt, and we were looking at those two options, but my wife really wants to experience being pregnant, and so it's a risk that we want to take, so we're going through that right now.
Have you ever experienced a moment of epiphany as if your eyes were open to something you were previously blind to?
Yes. So the program that I went through to prepare me to be public school administrator basically was its whole focus was on social justice leadership and anti-racist leadership, and I felt like I had that down somewhat until I actually got into the program, and there was every day was an eye-opening experience going through that program. So really helped me to have a better view on race and how we interact with one another. So
What is your approach to life?
work hard and treat others the way that you'd like to be treated, I think is two things I really try to live by.
Describe your most rewarding experience.
Well, I work with students every day, so seeing a student be successful is huge for me, and that doesn't necessarily just mean that they passed a test, but or a paper test, but anything that they had as a goal or that they were striving for, if I was able to help them get to that, then that's it's huge for me.
Who is your favorite actor?
Probably Owen Wilson. I really like his movies. He's funny, but he can also play serious roles as well. And yeah, I like him a lot.
What is your favorite dinner?
Mexican food. Usually cheese enchiladas with a green sauce of some sort, but really any sort of Mexican food is what we usually go for.
Did you have a favorite board game when you were a kid?
Yes, there is a game called Sorry, and I haven't played it in forever, and I don't even know if I remember the rules completely too, but we played Sorry all the time.
What is the craziest thing you have ever done?
Maybe cliff jumping, cliff diving. There weren't huge cliffs, but yeah, my wife wasn't very happy about it, so I guess that's crazy.
What is the funniest thing that ever happened to you?
Well, I've had many instances where I've either fallen or had either pants rip or something in front of students, and it's not fun, but I guess it's funny to them, so.
If you were a superhero, what would you be and what would your power be?
You know, it's funny, I superhero that I always, when I was growing up, I always liked the most was Batman. And I think the reason why was because he didn't necessarily have some superpower. He was able to get to where he wanted needed to be, or whether it was through fighting crime, whatever it was, but he did it himself. But I mean, he used gadgets and stuff along the way as well, but he was able to find a way to do it himself. So, and it was always, which most superheroes, they're fighting for justice, but yeah, that always was cool to me, as opposed to, you know, somebody that could fly or something like that. So,
Why did you choose public school administration as your line of work?
I did not originally think I was going to go into education, I like working with students. That was the number one reason why I even got into education in general. And moving into the administrative side of it was because I wanted to have a bigger impact on kids. So when I was a teacher in my classroom, I had 20 or so kids that I could affect. But now as an administrator, I can work with teachers and students and have a bigger impact on them. So I just think it's, I think teachers have, like, no offense to any other jobs, but they have the toughest jobs and the most important jobs. So I like being able to help them become better.
What do you find most interesting about your work?
Every day is different, definitely. You can create a schedule and it will never work out, just because the nature of working with students, you never know what's going to pop up. So that's really interesting, being able to kind of adjust and work well in that setting.
Tell me what you would consider a romantic evening.
What I would consider, or what my wife would consider, I'm not the best at that, but usually I would think it would involve going somewhere to eat that my wife really likes. It would involve getting her something that she likes, and not necessarily, it'd have to be jewelry or something, but even flowers, or if I, she really likes things that I can make by hand, so if it's writing a letter or a poem or something like that, and then going for a walk somewhere. Usually it would involve downtown. We like walking through cities, so yeah, that probably would be.
What do you love most about your wife?
She's definitely the toughest person I've ever met. She went through a lot of medical stuff, and so at a young age, and being able to do that and seeing how she was able to kind of cope with that and be, I almost felt like she was stronger than I was in the situation. She was the one going through it. Being able to see that's really inspirational. So,
Why did you decide to participate in this donor program?
the biggest reason was because someone helped us. It would, and when we are going through IVF right now, and it's just the idea of kind of giving back. So if somebody else needs help and I'm able to help them in any way, then that's what I was hoping to do.
Is there a message you would like to add for recipients or offspring listening to this interview?
Really, just echoing what I just said, I really hope that this is a small thing to do that hopefully is helping somebody down the road and having a big impact. So I'm glad that I could help.
This concludes Donor Audio Interview 4701.